Okay, we are continuing Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Daled, Perek Yud Gimel. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has been developing the idea that, again, the last Perek Yud Beis was about the idea that when we create Chidushim, when we add to the corpus of Torah, when we create our own insights and we connect our neshama to the Torah, so then we as well become Shutfim. We become partners with the Kaddosh Baruch Hu. An incredible partnership, literally, with Hashem sustaining the world. And he continues that idea a little bit further, and we're gonna take it to really delve deeper into the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Perek Yud Gimel, V'yedeisek HaTorah Kedosha, and through the incredible engagement of Torah, of the Holy Torah, Nishlam Kavanoso Yizbarach Kivirbriya. We literally complete Hashem's intention of creating the world. Shehaya rak b'shvil haTorah. It was only because of the Torah she's asked you by Yisrael, because of that Klal Yisrael is engaged in. Kimamaram zechon avracha, as it says, bereishis, as we say in the beginning of the Torah, bereishis b'shvil haTorah, that Hashem created the world because of the Torah. U'b'shvil Yisrael, because of both, as we said this already previously. As Rashi quotes, Ubishvil Moshe. And as the Medrash says, not only because of Torah, not only because of Yisrael, but also because of Moshe. Why Moshe? Shuha Sarsor Bekabalas HaTorah. He is the source. He is literally the distributor of Kabbalas HaTorah. Ukiviyacho Hu Yisbarach Sameach B'masa V'olamo Ubriyosav. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who embodied Kol HaTorah Kula, because as you can understand, the Maharal explains in his Perush in Gur Aryeh, his commentary on Rashi and Shmos and Perichov Pasuk Beis, says the Gur Aryeh that Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who literally encapsulated Kol HaTorah Kula. As you can imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him everything, and then he spent the next decades of his life disseminating and explaining Kol HaTorah Kula. So he literally became the first of the partners of the Kaddosh Baruch Hu of disseminating, of creating that distribution of Torah itself. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous simcha with his actions, u'ba'olamo u'briyosav, in the world and all of creation. Shemalim chen lefanav yisbarash kisha rishona beis abriya. And it came before him a mile of chen, We'll see, this is why this is so important. Of Ma'al of Chain, as if there's a time of creation. Kemoshe Kiva Hu Yisbarach Ba'atzmo Kiviyacho. As if he himself had set it up. Kemoshe Kasa Rabba Bereshith, and says in Bereshith Rabba, the Medrash, Lemelech Shabana Palterin. The Medrash gives a mashal as of a king who creates a palace. Ro, so Va'arvelo, he sees his palace, and it's so pleasurable to him. Amar Palton Palton, he says to the palace, Palton Palton, Halavai Tehe Ma'alachin. It's Halavai should only be that you should give me as much pleasure for the rest of my life as you give me right now. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Olamo. So Hashem says to his world, Olami Olami, my world, my world. Halavai Tehe Ma'alachin Rafanai Bechois. Halavai should give me as much pleasure, as much chain, every moment. And just like you give me so much pleasure, so much pain, so much chain at this moment when I created you, like what it says in Mishlei, in praising the Torah, Ayelas Ahavim, the Ya'alas Chain. That Hashem, we bring up chain when we learn Torah. The Sefer Malas HaTorah points out that chain is something which comes up over and over again as a measure of sustaining the world, of sustaining life. As we see it over and over again, right, throughout the Torah. It says that Noach was saved from the Mabul, right, by Noach Matza, Chain, Be'enei Hashem, Be'kayim Olamale. And it says by Esther, right, Nasa, Chain, Be'enav, right, she had found Chain in the eyes of Achashverosh, V'nitzulo, Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael was saved. Right, and it says when Yosef HaTzadik was saved, it's Vayimatzei Yosef Chein Vayivkadehu, and he was remembered. Again, whenever we have a model of Chein, it's a lashon of sustaining and living and creating life. Likewise, Torah is called Chein. And it says the Zohar in Parshas Tzav. I'm going to read again, read the Hebrew translation. And I place my words in right in your mouth. It teaches us that any person who's engaged in Torah, v'siv sosav, dovos Torah, and his lips speak Torah. The lo od shumekayim is olam. He not only does he sustain the world, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sameach imo. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him. Ki ubayom ahu, as of that day, no tea shemayim v'aretz. He plants the shemayim and the aretz. V'zeu shekasav v'into shemayim v'lisod aretz. Again, the same idea over and over again, that we see every moment that we learn and every we engage in the Torah HaKadosha, we are partners in establishing the world and in creating the chain, which keeps the world going. And he quotes a beautiful, beautiful Zohar in Parshas Truma, which, well, again, I'm going to read the Hebrew translation. Pasach Rebbe Chiyav Amar Eis La'asosh Hashem Heferu Torah Secha. Right, when it's a moment to that Hashem, right, lasos Hashem, because we're afraid, hafeir Torah Secha. This is a pasuk that Gemara in Gittin quotes, that, and asks, how could it be that Rebbe wrote down the Mishnayos, as we know that there was an Eis lasos Hashem, there was a moment in Jewish history when Klai Yisrael were forgetting the Torah, therefore Rebbe took it upon himself, because of hafeir Torah Secha, it was a moment of la'asos Hashem, to do for Hashem, to write down the Torah. That was the heter, to write down the Torah. Meaning, what it says, in Zohar, what's pshat in the pasuk? Bechozman sha Torah miskayemes ba'olam. As long as the Torah is being established in this world, ubnei adam oskim ba, and bnei people are engaged in it. Kiviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'masav yado. Hashem is happy. Kiviyachol Hashem is, whatever that means, Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with His actions, with people's actions. V'sameach ba'olam oskulam, and He's happy with in all of the worlds. V'shemayim v'aretz omdin v'kumam, and heaven and earth continue to be established. V'lo'od, listen to this, is unbelievable. Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu makil kol ha'pamal yashalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gathers all of His minions. V'omer lehem, He says to them, Re'u ha'am, look at this nation, ha'kadosh yish li baretz, that I have in my land, in the land, on the earth. Shal Torah mesateres b'shalom. The Torah is crowned because of them. Again, similar to Lashon, we had the Azor on Tuesday night. The Torah becomes crowned because of our engagement in it. And listen to this. The Zohar is beautiful. V'hin kisharoim simchas adonam bo'am ba'amo miad postim v'omrim mika amcha Yisrael. And their response is, wow, who is like Klai Yisrael? Who is like Klai Yisrael? This is a very, very similar quote to a Gemara in Brachos and Dav Vav. The Gemara in Brachos and Dav Vav asks, and I'm going to read a few lines for you because they're incredible. The Gemara, towards the end of the Amud, says the following: Amar Avin Bar Ado, Amar Yitzchak Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin? Shenamar Nishba Hashem Bimino Uzro Uzo. And Bimino Zu Torah, and his right hand Kiviyachol Hashem is Torah. Shenemar, miyimino eishdas lamo. Fine. Ubizro uzo eu tefillin shenemar. Hashem oz amo yitain. Fine. So, ask the Gemara minayin shat tefillin oz. How do we know that tefillin is might, is oz? He says, heim li yisra, how do we know it's oz for yisra? Dechsiv v'ra'u kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra vecha. Because when all the nations of the world will see that we have this shem Hashem upon us, it's written upon us. Then they will fear from you. So Betanya realizes our God Omer, Eul Tilan Shabarosh. This is where we have our Tilan Shabarosh. So Amr Nachman Yisrael Bravin. So Hani Tilan the Mari Alma Mak Sibahu. What's written in the Tilan Shabarosh of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So Amr Lei Umika Amcha Yisrael Gai Achad Baaretz. Who is like Klai Yisrael? The singular nation on this earth. Again, there's this parallel relationship between our expression of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression of love for us. Right? When we have tefillin on, that is Re'u Kol Ya'aretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and they will fear us. And what do we put in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? It's our acceptance of Kabbalah Shemayim upon us. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in his tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. Wow, what an incredible relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael. And we see this over and over again, that there's this incredible relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very well-known, very famous idea from Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdyshev, the Kedushas Levi, in Parshas Bo. The famous Levi, Rav Kedushas Levi, asks, how come in the Yontif of Pesach, we know that there's two names that are the fundamental names. We know there are numerous names of Pesach. However, primarily we call Pesach Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. Why those two names? Why do we refer to Torah, the Pesach, as Pesach? Why don't we call it Chag HaMatzos? That's what the Torah calls it. That's what the Pasuk says. Chag HaMatzos, over and over again. But yet, no one ever calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Chag HaPesach. Says the Kedushas Levi, because they're coming from two different places, two different perspectives. We call it Chag HaPesach because we are celebrating and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pasach Abatei Avaseinu. Hashem passed over our parents, our forefathers' homes, and spared us. And He saved us and took us out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, look at my nation. They're leaving. They're running out. They're going out because I took them out. But what are they doing? They're going so quickly, they didn't even have time to make bread because they're listening, going up a chippazon, and they're having matzah. Wow. Mika Amcha Yisrael. And therefore, we're going to call it Chag HaMatzos. From a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's Chag HaMatzos. There's this love relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says, he quotes, and he finishes up with another very beautiful Zohar. Again, I'll read the Hebrew translation. It says, Ashreihem Yisrael, praise are you, Ka Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lehem HaTorah Kedosha, She Simchas Bakol. That it encompasses all of Simcha in everything. That when we learn Torah, we bring so much Simcha to the world. Simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umekom Tiyu Shalom. And the Simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he goes and engages in his tiyul, in his walking around. Shekasov, and he says, Ve'yesh Ashuim Yom. He has tremendous Simcha in it. It's what we quoted earlier on, in earlier Shirim, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kof Bezim and Aleph. It says, incredibly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yeravam, when Yeravam in Avari, Yeravam in the great Russia, Yeravam was in the Oma Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him by his clothing. For Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Chazer Recha, do tshuva, Vani Vata Uben Yishai, Netayel B'Gan Eden. And then we will go and take a walk, a tiyul, in Gan Eden. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have Shashuim in with us. But it's when we learn Torah, we bring that Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And likewise, if there's this inverse relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn Torah, so just like Hashem Kviyachol feels and experiences tremendous Simcha, so too it's only right, it's only fitting that we also have tremendous Simcha in our Limud HaTorah. And it's imperative, and it's an ultimate fulfillment of HaRevna that we daven for every single day, every single morning, that we Torah should be sweet, and we should have tremendous Simcha in it. As we'll mention, the very famous idea of the Eglei Tal, Rav Avram of Sakashov, as he quotes in his Hakdama, introduction to the Eglei Tal, that the Rav Avram Sakachov writes that a person thinks that when you learn Torah, the simcha, it's not a true kiyum. That lishma, he says, people think, have to be, oh, it's hard. Have to effort. It's hard. Have to work. It's true. He says, Rav Avram Sakachov. But he says, if a person can work hard in Torah, for the sake of Torah, that's lishma. But if he can add on to that simcha, that is the ultimate fulfillment of kiyum HaTorah. Not only lishma for the sake of Torah, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, and Avraham Sakhachov writes, but it has to be done also besimcha. It has to be done with a revas, with a beautiful, with a sweetness. He says that's the ultimate fulfillment, and not only our kima Torah, but based on the Zohar of our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And just like he, Kibi Yachol, has simcha with our Torah, halavai, that we should have as much simcha in our own limud HaTorah. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Perek Yod Dalet.